We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.
IB Nation, welcome back to the Irish Breakdown Podcast. A little bit of a Notre Dame recruiting hour special edition previewing a big recruiting weekend potentially at the 2024 Blue Gold game. We've talked about this one over the last few days. I talked about it on Monday's recruiting hour as well as on IB Nation Sports Talk on Tuesday night. Talked about the overall importance of this event, what it means for Notre Dame, and why we always see a big impact at the Blue Gold game every single year for the Notre Dame Fighting Irish, a massive recruiting weekend. And I want to preview all the visitors going to be on campus. And that includes 2024 signees that will be here enrolling officially in the summer. That includes 2025 commits. That includes a 2026 and the lone 2026 commit in the class right now for Notre Dame, as well as a key 2025 recruit that will be on campus, a target. And then a bunch of 2026s that will get most of them the first taste of South Bend, Indiana and Notre Dame football. So I'm excited to get into this, folks. If you are not signed up, and you should be signed up because this is going out to the message board at boards@irishbreakdown.com first, make sure you keep eyes open on the message board there. There's going to be two pieces that are going to be up on Saturday. One is going to just kind of be an instant reaction thread on the message board that's going to showcase just some quick thoughts, you know, that as I'm talking to recruits, just kind of some early impressions and just quick tidbits. And then we're also going to be throwing up a bunch of tweets when players, you know, are getting to campus and the time they're having and photos they're sharing. Just kind of, it's going to be kind of a full piece of reactions to the Blue Gold game event, obviously before, during, and after the event. And then also, as is always the case, as a staff here at Irish Breakdown, we will also be doing an intel piece either Saturday night or Sunday morning, depending on how quickly we can get all the information there. That's going to be circling around how things went with these recruits. You know, all these various 2026s, the 2025 commit recruit that will be on campus that we'll also be talking about as well, and just how things are trending, right? So we'll be talking about 2025, 2026, Everything is going to be in that intel piece at boards.irishbreakdown.com. You all, if you are just frequent the regular site at irishbreakdown.com, we're basically going to be rolling through this piece that I had up this morning. And it was entitled, you know, Blue Gold Game Preview from a Recruiting Perspective. And so all that information is there. But again, I wanted to talk about it because some things that are easier to put out in verbal form compared to written form and just kind of get some point and emphasis across.
Football season may be over, but the action on the floor is heating up. Whether it's tournament season or the fight for playoff home court, there's no shortage of high-stakes basketball moments this time of year. Get in on the excitement with Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app, where you can turn your hoops knowledge into some serious cash. Prize Picks is the largest daily fantasy sports platform in North America. We are the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. It's just you against the numbers. Instead of battling thousands of other players, including pros and sharks, you pick more than or less than on 2-6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You heard it. 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with NBA, NHL, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. It is so easy to use. All you have to do is download the app in the App Store or Google Play Store, sign up, add some funds, and you're in. Then you just find your favorite player and decide more or less on the suggested stat. It really is that easy. The night I joined, I picked Hannah Hidalgo to have more than 14 points, Maddie Westbeld to have less than 10 rebounds, and Marcus Burton to have more than 18 points. And guess what? I hit on all three. Bing, bang, boom, baby. Money in my pocket. It was just that easy. Download the app today and use code IRISH for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, download the app today and use code IRISH for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
So let's roll through this. I'm going to get through some of the players that you guys all know very early, or you have known for a while now. First and foremost, Notre Dame is going to have several 2024 signees that will be on campus. That includes wide receiver. All these players are summer enrollees for Notre Dame. We have Logan Saldate, wide receiver from the West Coast. We're going to have offensive tackle Gerby Lambert, obviously the five-star out of the state of Massachusetts. Bodie Cahoon, 200-plus tackles this past year for Patrick Henry out of the state of Virginia. Linebacker. Linebacker Teddy Rezac from Omaha West Side, coming off of 3 state championships in the last 4 years. Carson Hobbs, cornerback out of Archbishop Mulder in the state of Ohio. Also have Bronte Johnson, who's obviously an in-state player in Indianapolis. Star safety, who also played wide receiver for his high school, Northside. Then we have Tabron Benny Powell, who is out of Lakota West in the state of Ohio. Safety in the 2024 class. All those players will be there in the summer, as well as three preferred walk-on signees for Notre Dame: quarterback Anthony Rizak, brother of Teddy, who was the star quarterback for Omaha Westside. We have Xavier Southall, who of course is a Notre Dame legacy wide receiver out of IMG Academy, and Max Anderson, who's a big offensive tackle who committed, I believe, to Notre Dame in February, and he will be a part of the walk-on class in 2024 as well. So those are the 2024 signees that will be on campus this weekend. The 2025 commits, because this is a big one, okay? We always talk about the impact of having big names and commits on campus to filling out a class. Well, Notre Dame certainly has a very impressive list of 2025 commits that will be on campus this weekend. The conversation, of course, starts with Lousdale, Mississippi, George County, 2025 quarterback Deuce Knight, who's been committed to Notre Dame since last September. He will be on campus, which is going to be massive, especially when I talk about the 2025 uncommitted visitor that will be on campus for Notre Dame. But Deuce Knight will be there. 2025 Tampa Bay, Florida Jesuit running back Justin Thurman will be there. And again, these are all Notre Dame commits in the 2025 class. We got Wallingford, Connecticut, Schott, Rosemary Hall, offensive tackle, Will Black, who is considered a five-star recruit, according to On3. We have Matty Augustine, offensive tackle out of Greenwich, Connecticut, Brunswick School, as well as Owen Strebig out of Waukesha, Wisconsin Catholic Memorial, big 6'8", 300-pound offensive tackle there. Defensive end out of Elmhurst, Illinois, York, Mr. Joseph Reif. We also have Davion Dixon out of Miami, Florida, Palmetto, defensive tackle, the first commitment in the class for Notre Dame in 2025. You want to talk about the impact that blue gold can have? Davion Dixon is the perfect example. He was literally the first commit to Notre Dame in the 2025 class, and he did so last blue gold day. The newest member on this list that is going to become a Notre Dame linebacker, 2025, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, St. Joe's Prep, Anthony Sacca, will be making his first trip back to South Bend since committing to the University of Notre Dame. He picked Notre Dame over, and this is off the top of my head. Okay, let's go back to the memory bank here. Ohio State, Alabama, Duke, and there was one more, and it's escaping my mind. Duke and Wisconsin. There we go. That was the top five. It's there, folks. It's there, I promise. And then we got Honolulu, Hawaii, Panoa, linebacker Josiah Kia, who's making the long trip from the islands back to South Bend, Indiana. So those are the 2025 commits that will be on campus, as well as, for the first time since making his commitment to the University of Notre Dame, 2026 Boca Raton, Florida, St. Andrew School wide receiver Dylan Faison will be back on campus this weekend for his first time as a, actually not even first time as a commit, first time since he has gotten an offer from the University of Notre Dame. He will be on campus this weekend to, you know, spend some time with the family, obviously with Jordan being a part of the football team. So those are the 2025 commits that will be on campus. Now let's get into the main targets that are on campus. We're going to start with 2025, okay? 2025, there was some thought early that Josh Petty, the star offensive tackle out of the state of Georgia, the 2025 class, would be on campus potentially for Saturday, but he ended up just coming during the week, so did not extend that to Saturday. But Notre Dame has a big one, folks, a really big one. So 2025 Cocoa Florida High School wide receiver Javon Boggs will be on campus this weekend. You've obviously have heard the word Cocoa High School, or the phrase Cocoa High School, on here for a bit now, the last few weeks, because Brady Hart, 2026 quarterback, is a guy that's very high on Notre Dame and is high up Notre Dame's board for quarterbacks in that class. Javon Boggs is a year older than Brady, but is a teammate of Brady Hart, 6 foot, 200 pounds. He is listed as a top 80 overall recruit by at least one major recruiting platform. As a junior for Coco, he hauled in 93 receptions for 1,493 yards and 23 touchdowns. Again, one season, 23 touchdowns. He was committed to Ohio State, but backed off of his commitment a few weeks ago. He listed a finalist group, a top seven, that included Notre Dame, Georgia, Texas, USC, Florida, Missouri, and UCF. Of course, Notre Dame making that list is pretty big, considering Javon Boggs has never visited South Bend before. This is a major opportunity, guys. Major. Right now, I think this one is a recruitment that, and Javon, I did a interview with him, a little bit of a recruiting or a visit preview for this weekend. And Javon had said that he still wants to have a commitment made sometime before the season. Like, he does not want to go to his senior year being an uncommitted player. So the next few weeks are going to be very important as far as timeline are concerned. And I think it's very positive that Notre Dame, one, made a top seven, and two, has such a high opinion from Javon Boggs, considering he has never visited campus before. So as of right now, I think it's a pretty even playing field. I don't think that there's one school that I would say is well above the others. I don't think there's one that's necessarily, I don't know if there's necessarily a hierarchy of these schools right now. I believe the next few weeks of visits are really going to determine how things go down the stretch. So Notre Dame, if they have a big visit this weekend, you get Javon Boggs potentially back for an official visit before the decision is made. I think Notre Dame has a chance here, guys. I really do. I think they have a chance. Now, the board is a very interesting one right now, because one guy that we've been talking about for a while now that was on the board was Raiden Vines-Bright, who is the IMG Academy, formerly out of the state of Arizona. He committed to Washington. So the Notre Dame wide receiver board has gotten much smaller at this point. We know about Derek Meadows out of Bishop Gorman in Las Vegas, Nevada, to Tanu Kynes out of Dekaney High School in Texas as well. And then we have, of course, Mr. Boggs out of Cocoa, Florida. Like, that's pretty much the wide receiver board as it stands. That's pretty much it. So Notre Dame, I think, has the potential to push the number to five. They have three commitments in the class right now between Sean Terry, Elijah Burris, and Jerome Bettis Jr. But I think they would push it to five. We believe that they would push it to five if one of these wide receivers is ready to make a decision before Derek Meadows. Now, if Derek Meadows commits in the class, like, let's say he's the next wide receiver who wants to commit, there's a possibility that Notre Dame just stops at four. That's a high possibility actually on the table. But if one of these receivers, Javon Boggs, Tanu Kynes, if one of them wants to come and they make a commitment before Derek Meadows, we believe that they would push the number to five potentially. So Notre Dame has a chance to build momentum here, right? A guy that we were unfamiliar with in Notre Dame circles until several weeks ago when he got the offer from Notre Dame while he was still committed to Ohio State, by the way. Notre Dame has a big visit. I think they got a chance, especially with, and, you know, hypothetically, let's say Notre Dame lands a commitment at some point from Brady Hart, the 2026 quarterback, this high school teammate. I think that certainly strengthens the argument a little bit, right? I think that certainly strengthens their opportunity to potentially land Boggs in the end. But this weekend is going to determine a lot. If it goes great, I think they'll be in it until the end and potentially get an official visit and have another shot at this thing. If it doesn't go well or it's just fine, then that might be kind of the end of this recruitment a little bit, at least where things are trending. So big weekend for Javon Boggs. Also, two players that do not currently have offers from Notre Dame in the 2025 class, I just want to mention briefly because it's very interesting, two defensive linemen. One is Opa Laka. You guys know that I butcher some names sometimes. Opa Laka, Florida. Monsieur Pace, defensive lineman. Wilnerson Telemach is going to be on campus this weekend. Very talented player. Has actually a very impressive offer list at this point. And then defensive tackle out of Brandywine, Maryland, Gwynn Park. Defensive tackle, Aubrey Melvin. Both 2025 defensive linemen. Neither has an offer from the University of Notre Dame, but I'm interested to see if that changes this weekend. I'm not saying that something is going to change. I'm not saying either one of those players will get offered, but I'm interested if either one does, because I've spoken to one of them so far. I'm not going to throw the name out there because this is kind of a conversation between folks off the record, right? But if one of these players, especially if they're offered, I think Notre Dame would actually have a pretty good chance at the end, okay? And I'll just leave that as a little bit of a cliffhanger for now. If it gets offered, then I'll disclose which player I'm talking about, right? But I think that Notre Dame is bringing in a couple very talented defensive linemen this week without offers in the 2025 class. We'll see if anything happens, any traction happens moving forward here. But certainly a couple interesting players will make a visit. Let's go to the 2026 board. To be honest with y'all, it's not as deep of a visitor list as I thought it was going to be, but the quality is very good in my opinion. You know, several 2026 recruits that will be on campus this week, targets that I think are extremely gifted football players, and I'll be able to highlight them now. But I did expect, because I've looked at a couple years past as far as the Blue Gold game, visitor list tended to be a little bit bigger than it is for the 2024 version. I don't know if there's a reason for that, or I know I've talked to Brian Driscoll about it, and you know, he had said that, and it was a great point, that the last couple weeks, a lot of the top 2026 targets on the board for Notre Dame have visited campus, right? So it's not like they're waiting on guys to come and guys just aren't coming. Like, guys have been on campus. So if there's any updates on, you know, as far as visitors not potentially getting there or when they do get there and all that type of stuff, that'll also be covered at boards.irishbrickton.com. So make sure you're signed up there. But here are the 2026 targets that you can expect on campus. Let's start on the defensive line. Funny enough, all of them are on the defensive side of the football. Unless there's some late adds here, we're not expecting any offensive players in the 2026 class of players that have offers from Notre Dame. First one, though, let's talk about Bradenton, Florida, IMG Academy defensive lineman Elijah Golden. Elijah, originally out of the state of Virginia, actually, before transferring down to play at IMG. He is a big boy, man. This is a young man that is listed right around 6'4", 6'5", 250 pounds. This is a guy that I believe eventually he looks like a strong side end. He looks like a big end right now, but he's probably a three technique long term. Like, I mean, I think that before you're going to blink your eyes and he's going to be 280 plus pounds probably sometime, you know, after his junior year. Like, I think that blow up's going to happen pretty soon. He speaks very highly of Notre Dame early on, and this is going to be his first visit to campus. And I think that this is kind of a two birds with one stone type of player for Notre Dame. I know Notre Dame is very high on Elijah Golden. The upside that he has, he's expected to take a huge jump as a junior, was a rotational player as a sophomore. Obviously, we know that IMG gets some of the best players in the country, so younger guys need to kind of wait their turn if they do go to IMG early. But they are expecting Elijah Golden to make a huge jump. So two birds with one stone, though, because one, we know that Notre Dame has had some troubles consistently getting an IMG. So he's an IMG kid. And the other one is, we talked about, you know, you need to get in the DMV more, right? You need to get in that there, that area. I mean, look, we've talked about like the Maryland Catholic schools, for instance, right? The Matha Catholics and those types of schools. They've had to give into there, but just, I would just say the DMV just in general, right? Like, you need to be able to get into that area of the country more consistently. And Elijah Golden is originally from the state of Virginia. So, you know, that's kind of two birds with one stone a little bit. See how things trend, but he's certainly a very interesting player. 2026 Pensacola, Florida Catholic defensive end, Trenton Henderson. This kid is one of the more interesting players, in my opinion, on the board. Played a good amount as a sophomore. Had like four or five sacks, five tackles for loss for Pensacola Catholic. But 6'4", 225 pounds, this kid's long and twitched up, man. This kid looks like the Viper that Notre Dame needs to get more consistently. We know the Viper recruiting the last couple cycles has been very hit or miss. You know, you got a Logan Thomas, but you basically struck out in 2023, 2025. We know the story that's happening right now with, you know, not trending, obviously. Well, not trending. Things being done with Damian Shanklin. So are you really going to have a true Viper in this class? You know, there's obviously that back and forth, but Trenton Henderson, very intriguing player on the board and one that I'm looking forward to. There's a couple guys on the 2026 board that I'm really interested to see just most of all how things trend this weekend. And Trenton Henderson's on that short list, man. Extremely gifted, again, twitched up, athletic, long pass rusher. Notre Dame needs more of that type of kid. Let's talk about a player that's making his second trip to campus in 30 days. Okay. We're talking about Cleveland, Ohio, Glenville linebacker, defender, Sincere Johnson, listed at 6'3", 225 pounds. Notre Dame is recruiting him as kind of a hybrid linebacker. It sounds kind of like the money position. He has the length and explosiveness to be able to play on the edge, to rush the passer is almost like a Viper, but then also he's played true linebacker for Glenville, who obviously is a very good school in the state of Ohio. Glenville has traditionally been a feeder program to Ohio State for obvious reasons. Put out a lot of talent. But so far, Notre Dame has piqued Sincere Johnson's interest, to say the least. He was here on March 30th. He's going to be March 20th, excuse me. He's back, obviously, for April 20th. So two visits in a you know, month span of a calendar, right? So that's monumental. That is, there's obviously some, there's some weight there, right? There's a reason for that. So he's very high on the program so far, continuing that trend, because it's a deep linebacker board. You know, when you really, when you put all the different types of linebackers on the board in 2026, so we're talking about like true off ball hybrid guys, you know, and then the money backer types of as well. There's a lot of different types and a lot of different numbers of linebackers on the board. And Sincere Johnson obviously is very interested in Notre Dame early on, and we'll see how things trend. We have Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, Bishop McDevitt linebacker, Maurice Barnes Jr. He's more of your true stacked linebacker, so a true second-level player. A little bit of a smaller player, about 6'1", 205 pounds right now, but very versatile player. They use him kind of all over the field a little bit. He'll play out in space. He'll play true stacked. He's not really a guy that's ever going to play on the edge as like a money backer or a Viper type. But you can move him around a little bit and be pretty versatile with how you like a Maurice Barnes Jr. So making the trip up to South Bend for the first time, we will see how things trend with the Bishop McDevitt star. One of my favorite players in the class. I actually really like this kid a lot. Port Arthur, Texas, Memorial, Tayon King, nickname Tank. So we got Tank King coming to campus, baby. Linebacker. Not the biggest guy in the world, right around 6 foot, 200 pounds right now. Again, this is a sophomore in high school. It's probably going to be well over 220 by the time he gets to campus. But man, I don't care what his size says. And I don't care about the assumptions you would have on a kid that's only 6 foot, 200 pounds playing linebacker. My guy's called Tank for a reason, man. Downhill, physical, explosive. Big fan of Tank King. I've had the opportunity to talk to him a couple times since he got offered during the Pot of Gold event. And man, says all the right things right now about the University of Notre Dame. So we'll see how things trend, but certainly in a good spot heading into this visit with Tayon King, star linebacker out of Memorial in the state of Texas. Charles Belser is a linebacker out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Imhotep Institute. He is a little bit uncertain as far as if he's coming this weekend. Last time I talked to him, so he might make the visit. He might not. 6'2", 215 pounds. This one is a very upside pick for Notre Dame. He's got a couple early offers that are pretty impressive, but didn't play a ton as a sophomore for him in Hotep, which is a very good program in Philadelphia. I'm pretty sure they went 15-0 last year and won a state championship, so in their classification. So very good. Obviously, Notre Dame just got a really talented linebacker commit in the 2025 class from Anthony Sacca out of Philadelphia. So we'll see if they can continue to trend with Charles Belser, who's making his first visit to campus. Talk to Charles after his offer. And Notre Dame was actually a school that he didn't know a ton about. Like, he had to kind of learn a little bit. And Al Golden, Max Bulla had kind of filled him in and getting, you know, that deeper knowledge. So very interested in Notre Dame, I would say. Intrigued by Notre Dame, if nothing else. And we'll see where things go this weekend. Two safeties I want to talk about here. One is Nick Reddish, who, if you're on the message board, you've probably heard that name a little bit in the past. Charlotte, North Carolina Independence. So during the open period, Notre Dame was down to at his high school just to kind of check him out, watch him work out, that type of stuff, and eventually was offered during the Pot of Gold. He is a really interesting athlete, about 5'11", 195 pounds. He had over 90 tackles this past year, 4 interceptions for Independence. He is just all over the field, man. Kind of has that versatility to him where he could play either safety spot, can come down in the box and be an asset in the run game. Really interesting player who's going to be making his first trip. Says all the right things early on. I know that he had a pretty good relationship early on with Chris O'Leary, but it seems like things have picked up right where they left off with Mike Mickens as well. So we'll see how much he likes Notre Dame when he's on campus, but certainly likes the idea of Notre Dame early on. Other safety that I wanted to talk about, this young man was actually a player that just recently announced that he was coming. We weren't sure if he was going to be able to come or not. That's out of Ridge Point High School. There we go. If I can talk, that would be great. 2026 safety, Jermaine Santana Diaz. Very intriguing football player. Showed a lot of signs as a sophomore. Notre Dame is actually his only offer right now, which is bizarre because I watched this film and I'm like, kid's very talented. And a little uncertain why Notre Dame is I guess, the only school that's pulled the trigger so far, but a lot of people are showing high interest in Jermaine so far. I actually just spoke to him and some schools that have been in contact. USC has been kind of doing a little bit of digging. Miami, Texas A&M, Arkansas, TCU, Houston, among a few other schools that are doing their deep research on Jermaine Santana Diaz. So we'll see if Notre Dame makes a big impression on him. He basically told me that his focus is on Notre Dame right now because that is the school that is recruiting him the most and has extended an offer. So getting him to campus is obviously a nice sign for them. And then a player that does not have an offer in 2026, but a player that's been on campus now multiple times, including this weekend, Aurora, Indiana, South Dearborn linebacker Brady Ballard, 6'2", 215 pounds, very productive player for South Dearborn. We'll see, you know, just how that relationship continues to grow. I don't know if there's going to be an offer extended anytime in the near future, but a player that is certainly very interested in the University of Notre Dame. So that's the list, folks. Hope you guys enjoyed. Again, boards.irishbreakdown.com. We'll be breaking it all down and letting you know how these visits are going. Make sure you're signed up if you're not. And we'll talk to you again very soon here on the Notre Dame Recruiting Hour on the Irish Breakdown Podcast. We'll be right back.